This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. 15 Pentecost underscore Tuesday underscore CE. First posted September 7, 2010. Proverbs 9:8-12. Scoffers and wise men. Paraphrase: a scoffer will hate you for correcting him, but a wise man will appreciate correction. Teach wise man and he will be even wiser. Teach a righteous man and he will learn even more. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is insight. Proverbs 9:10. By the Lord your days and the years of your life will be lengthened. A wise person receives the benefit of his wisdom, but the scoffer receives the penalty of his unbelief. Commentary: Mark Twain is reputed to have said that ignorance is not so much not knowing as knowing so much that isn't so. An ignorant person remains ignorant by refusing to be taught. A wise person becomes wise by being willing to learn from others. One of my favorite verses in the Bible is Proverbs 9:10, above. No matter how much a person knows, he doesn't know anything worthwhile if he doesn't fear, have appropriate awe and respect for the power and authority of God. No matter how much one knows about God, it doesn't matter unless he knows God personally. Job 42:5-6, I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now mine eye seeth thee. Wherefore I abhor myself, and repent in dust and ashes. I believe that the meaning and purpose of life is to seek, find and have fellowship with God, our Creator, Acts 17:26-27, and hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed, and the bounds of their habitation, that they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after him, and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. This is only possible through faith, obedient trust, in Jesus Christ. John 14:6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father, but by me. Only by the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which only Jesus gives. John 1:31-34. And I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel, therefore am I come baptizing with water. And John bare record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending, and remaining on him, the same is he which baptized with the Holy Ghost. And I saw, and bear record that this is the Son of God, only to his disciples who trust and obey Jesus. John 14:15-17, if ye love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. One is spiritually reborn. John 3:3-5-8, Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh, and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit, to eternal life by the baptism of the Holy Spirit. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is a personally discernible, ongoing, daily experience. Acts 19:2, he said unto them, Have ye received the Holy Ghost since ye believed? And they said unto him, We have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and has eternal life. To Corinthians 1:22, who hath also sealed us, and given the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. Ephesians 1:13-14, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of his glory. Romans 8:9b. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his doubt. Verse 11, but if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Verses 15-16. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. 16. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit, that we are the children of God. The indwelling Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Christ, the Spirit of God within us. Romans 8:9. Now if any man hath not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. John 14:21. He that hath my commandments, and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. Verse 23, Jesus answered and said unto him, If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him, and make our abode with him. It is only by the indwelling Holy Spirit that we can have a personal daily fellowship with Jesus and God the Father, and note the doctrine of the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, Matthew 28:19. Go ye therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. God's word promises that the way to lengthen the days and years of your life is by faith in Jesus. By faith in Jesus, our lives will not end at physical death but will continue in paradise in God's eternal kingdom for eternity. We can begin to know this with certainty for ourselves now, by the baptism of the indwelling Holy Spirit. The only people who don't know for sure where they will be after physical death are the lost, who are eternally perishing, because they have not been spiritually born again by faith in Jesus Christ. Is Jesus your Lord? Are you Jesus' disciple? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed? Acts 19:2, above. Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands? Matthew 28:18-20, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and, lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-13, and this is the record, that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. Ephesians 1:13-14, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of his glory.